Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning Marasi Shirchi. This is Moshe Vashner, Rasha Moshe Mordechai. And the Refuas, Rav Avraham Yosef and Chana, Rav Shai ben Leia. Meirai v'Rabbeisai, we are continuing B'siyata D'Shmaya, our series of Shiurim in the first parak of Maseches Ksubis. We're in holding by the Andaf Tes. And the Gemara there says, Rabbi Lez says that if someone says Pesach Pesuach, then he's believed to answer her. Frek the Gemara, didn't Rabbi Lez say that a woman's only Nasera Sal Baila if there's Kinoi Vestira? He has to warn her and she has to seclude. So that's the only way. Not Pesach Mashma, not Pesach Pesuach. And the Gemara says, Ulatamech. Kinui Vestira and Edim Lo, according to what you're saying, only Kinui Vestira is going to answer her, but she's not going to be answer if they're Edim. Rashi explains that even if they're Edim, that she's Mizana, she's not going to be answer. She needs Kinui Mapitom. Not only that, but you have a Pasuk. It says, Rashach Avishosa, Shechwazer Vanela Meine Shavanistra Vinitma. So it says that she wasn't grabbed. So you see from there that if she wasn't forced, then in other words, if she was willing, then she's a sura. So you see, says Rashi from here, that if she was a willing partner and an active bia, she's a sura. So how can you tell me that if they're edim, that she's not a sura? It's not true. If she's willing, then if she's raped, she's not a sura. But if she's willing, she is a surah. So how can you say it's only with Kinui Vestira? Ad kan mi divrei Rashi. So comes the Rashash, and he asks on Rashi that this pasuk that Rashi brings, Ilonis Pasa, is talking about where he's Makane here, Vavala Baruch Kina. Like we see in Sota Gimel Amid Aleph, that's referring to that pasuk, Vavala Baruch Kina. So it's Taka talking about an instance where there was Kinui, and then she secluded herself with him, and then there aid him to that, so she's a surah. So it's talking about where there was Kinui. So how can Rashi bring a raya from here that she's Naseris Alidei Edim below Kinui, when the pasuk is talking about she's Naseris al yedei edim im kinui? So that's the kasha. Now Rashi, and we're going to be going as we're always going in our ksubas sesh for most of the time. In our Ksubat Shirim Lefidarko Shamreina Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Zitzal, Rashi explains the Svaras HaMakshan that Eina Isha Neseres Afil Ayidei Edim Eladafka Bikinui Vestira. The Gemara is asking that Latamech Kinui Vestira in Edim Lo. And Rashi there says it means that even if they're Edim that she was Mizana, you need Kinui Vestira. So we have to understand, what's the whole mile of Kinui Vestira? That was Reglaim L'Dabar Shenivala. So Matam Loimar She'edim Edim Shenivala Einem Elim Losra Harakai De Kinui Vestira. Right? The whole word of Kinui Vestira is because that shows that Reglaim L'Dabar, that she was Mizana. That's why she's a Surah L'Baila. Raglaim Adobe, she was Mizana. So it's Pshita that if there's Adam, she was actually Mizana, of course she's Asr Lapaila. So what's Bechava Hava mean of the Gemara Lefi Rashi? So maybe we can explain as follows. In Sota, it says Nav Yudches, Amit Beis, Amra from Luna Shemeres Yavam, she's Asr Liyavama. That a Shemeres Yavam, who is Mizana, is forbidden to the Yavam. She's waiting through Yibum. She sleeps with someone else. She's forbidden to him. But they said in Eretz Yisrael, "Ami ma'arova, let's hilchas like Rav Hamnuna." Allah is not like Rav Hamnuna. So paskins the Rambam, Yibum 2:20. She's not necessarily Yavam. So according to this, it's hard to understand what it says in Hilchas Sota 2:2 that the Shemeres Yavam is included in the women that they don't drink. It's just Asuras Loilam. Shemeres Yavan, he bechlal hanashim she'en an shaitos. In other words, if she secluded herself with a man, she doesn't drink, but she's a surah loyla. So what's the reason she's a surah? Even if she's mizana, she's not a surah. So how can you ask her if you don't know she was mizana? What's pshat in the Rambam? Rambam paskins that if she was mizana, she's not a surah. So how can you answer her if she was nisteris? So the Meiri and Soti Zomir on this is machadish that even though she's not aser biznus, nevertheless if he was mekane, his kinui is a kinui, and then if she secludes herself, she's a sura. Similarly writes the Shaar Ephraim, the proof from the tour, at Ebenezer Paskins. Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simen Chof and the Raman Sif Aleph. That Mishamish Meis Barai is Pater. That if someone has Bia with an Eber Meis, Barai is Pater. And the Ramah learned B'daito that Huadin, that she's not Asura Labaila B'Bia Zu, and Kofayin Ches, the Torah says in Shulchan Aruch, that you do Kinui B'Shachuf, who's somebody who isn't able to have proper bia. So there's kinui there. Why is there kinui? All right, she's not a surah labaila. And mishamish meis barai is pater. So why do you do kinui b'shachuf? So the answer is, says the Shaar Ephraim, that al yidei kinui shayni mishum daidei kpeda sabali naseres afu biyas shachuf kenem rinim besoitiv debuketa debal talia milsa, that if there is kinui enachinami, if stama shachuf sleeps with a lady, so she's not a sura. But if the husband does, if the shachuf, then she's not a sura. But if the husband is mekanehim, then she is a sura. Why? Because like we see in Sota 26b, the Bikpeda Debal Talia Milsa. So we see there's a chiluk. If there is a kpeda of the husband, if there's kinui. So too, when it comes to a woman who's nisteres, when a shomeres yavim does stira, so if there was kinui, so she's a sura. Even though she wouldn't be Naseris Dam if she had Bia, but Ayde Kinui the is because she is a Sura because we paid this Baal Talia Milsa. And he's referring to what it says in the Gemara in Sota Chavav, Shichva Zera, Prat Lekine La Derech Evarim. Prat, there has to be Shichva Zera, it has to be proper Bia to be Aser. And but that's Prat if that excludes a case. He was Makane or Derech Evarim, not to have Bia, not in the proper place. So Abaye says, Upritsusa Mikasa Rachmana. Did the Torah ask her just Pritsus? Rashi says, Isha baila b'hachi, he became the little mitzvah b'hachi, pshidu lavi kinui. Of course, it's not kinui. Of course, derech evarim isn't kinui, because it has to be. It can't be pritzus. It has to be proper bia. And the Gemara answer is mal de same of b'kved v'al talya milsa v'al hakakapid kamash malan. So you might think that it's telling his k'peda. And here the husband was makbid that it shouldn't be done derech evarim, and it was done derech evarim. So you would think that she's a sura. So kamash malan, and she's not a sura. So the chiddush is that even if it's makane derech evarim, which is just engaging in a physical contact, not even having proper bia. Shalokadarka is having it not in the right place, but in the kinal derech evarim is having it, is just engaging in physical contact. So in such a case, that pritusa be'alma, that doesn't answer them. You might think it's telling the k'peda sabal the baal's mak, but that's not enough. The Milsha Melech explains based on this, the Rambam in Sota 1:6, that ein makan al yedei katan pachas mibenteisha, shen rishach avishpar osla prat lakatan, frak the Mishnah Lamelech, the kevin shen in aser svias katan, it says that there's no kinui if he's a katan under the age of 9. Frak the Mishnah Lamelech, that since Ana Naseris Babias Kutton, she's not Asura with the B of a Kutton who's under 9, so why do you need a Pasuk to be Mamayat Kinui? And he answers based on the Gemara that you might think that the Kinui works because it's Bikpeda's Baal Talia Milsa. So we see from all of this that Lule Kra, she would be Asur, Aide Kinui Derech Evarim, Aide Bias Pachas Mipentesha. Even though without the actual kinui, she wouldn't be Aser, but since there's kinui that's paid the Sabal, you would think that she's Aser. And we can say that the Gamla Maskana, the Miur is only within kinui. Vein Makin Derech Evarim, Vein Makin Mikotin Shein Uish. Aba Yisora Dabar Kaim Gamla Kushta de Milsa. Dik paid the Bal Motsi Aser. Afa Gav Detsa Maisas Nusain Oseres. But you can say that the Maisa, it's true that it is telling Kpe the Sabal. And therefore, Bibias Shachuf, who can't consummate the act. So there's no pasuk to be mamayit from Kinui. So there, we're going to Aser. Even though it's not the Maisa Bia that Aser is. But still, he's going to be Aser. Or she's going to be Aser when she has Bia with the Shachuf. And that's what the Miri meant. When he said that a shemer siyavim was mizana in an aser, so bikinu teyaser. Why bikinu teyaser? Because there's kpeda sabal. So when you have miyutim, so then there's no iser. So if he's under 9, you have a miyut. And if it's derech evarim, he just says don't mess around with ploni. So then she's not asura. But if we're dealing with a shachuf, and she is a sura. If he says not to be nistar with him, and she is. And she's a sura. V'kvar herich b'chol zeh b'beis ha-levi, chelik beis simen mem, and is miyashiv based on this, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, earlier on 3b, that we discussed earlier shirim, we had very gishmak shirim about that, that bias akum does an asur labal. And frek the rush, I always see in Sota that you could do kinui with a goy. And for the Beis HaLevi, based in the Gemara, no. Bikinui derech evarim, netzal kadai techamina, dikpeidosa o saratola, bedafke derech evarim nesmait. So with that derech evarim, if she's just messing around with him, so that's already not going to be us, and she's not going to be us surlo aide kinui. Mashen kin bias akum, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even though without kinui, ena neseres al yado, however, if there is kinui, then she will be asur, so that's gavalik, that says the Beis HaLevi, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Bias Akum, Eino Seres Labal, and nevertheless, you could do Kinui, Chafav Amid Beis Aide Akum, because we could pay this Baal, Talya Rachmana. V'yesh Leimar, you can say that that's the Bir of the Salkadaitach of the Gemara, according to Rashi. That Eino Seres, Al yedei afilai de edim elim ken kini la baila. Umishum de salka daita chamina. The bias nos mitzarats menen oseres klal. El rak pedas abal yoseres. So we had asked Akasha, what do we ask? We asked that the whole vort of kinui is because that she's asur lepaila, is because reglaim ladara that she had bia. So how can you have pasi have a havamina that if you have edim, that she's not going to be asura? Edim that said she had bia, so then she certainly is going to be asura. The whole vort of the kinui and stira is because of reglaim ladara that she had bia. So she's edim, certainly had bia. So how can the Gemara say, ulatamech kinu v'stira in edim lo? Ma'pitom edim lo lo. So we can say, no, that's a good havamina, because she's only asura de kinu v'stira, but not ali de edim, because it's not the bias nusterasis. It's the fact that she was nisteres after kinu in stira, and she had bias nus. That's what asus. But it's not the bias nus. If you have to edim as bias nus without kinui, then she's beseder. You think she's muteris. And even the maskanas ha-gemara, that she's neseris ha-edim shuris v'shizinsa v'loik peitis ha-bal, we can say there's no chazar. The gemara is not retracting from the ikir sort of the sakadaitach that we peitis ha-bal. Can aser, just the chiddush is, the etzem ha-isin nus under her husband, aser is even without the peitis ha-bal and without the kinui. And nevertheless, ha-edim kinui gam peitis ha-bal aser, and therefore it's very good. Where we learn that bias akum and shameris yavam, that bias akum and shameris yavam shizinsa dikpeitas abal oseres, even though the mice itself isn't osir, but right, in other words, it's not osir to her husband if she has beer with a guy or shameris yavam, but if she does kinu in stira, then she is asur, because that's what osir is, and that's why we needed psukim to be mamay derech evaram pachos miben teisha. That there, even if there's kinuits, there's no iser. So now, mikim tzarek, evaldik, tsum Rashi. Rashi proves that isha naseres albayo de edim blakina bestira mihadalo nitzvah sasura. Frekter Rashash, right, that if she's a surah, if she wasn't grabbed, she's a surah. Even without kinu v'stira, as long as they're aiding that she was with this man, doesn't have to be kinu v'stira. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was ulatamech kinu v'stira in aidim lo. But even with aidim, she's not asura. You see in the pasuk that she, if there is aidim, she is asura. Yeah, but we said that pasuk is talking about when there was kinui v'stira. So what's Rashi's raya? Ulamur nera, we can explain Rashi that he's proving what we learned later on, 51b, from this pasuk that a raped woman is mutter. Lebaili Yisrael says v'hilo nitpasa, asura ha nitpasa muteris. If she was raped, she's muteris. And if we'd say the etzem maisa haznus, only asks to her husband. But makom kinui, you need kinui, but the etzem maisis nus doesn't answer because it's the kpeda that answers, not the etzem maisis nus. You don't need a pasuk to be matur and anusa. That by ones, it's not shaykh to have kpeda sabal. So from this Rashi proved that the mice itself must be usr, even without kpeda sabal. And that's why you need a pasuk to be matur and anusa. So that's what Rashi's proving. Halonit pisa asura. If she was, she's a sura. If she had willing bia. So we said, what's Rashi talking about? We said the pasuk is talking about where there's kinu v'stira. Because it says verbal avruch kina. So it's not Rashi's raya. Rashi's raya in a chinami. The pasuk is talking about, like we see in Sotik Yom Ralef, that he was a mekaneir. And then she secluded herself with this man, so she's going to be asura. So that's talking about where there was kinu. Rashi's raya is that the Gemara learns from here that if she wasn't raped, that if she was raped, she's muteris. Wait, if she was raped, she's muteres. We need a pasuk. She's raped, she's muteres. There was no kinui. Ah, so you see from here that it's the etzem maaseh that answers. In other words, even though there's no kpeidus habal by rape, even though there's no kpeidus habal, you still need a pasuk to be matir her. So you see that it's the etzem maaseh that answers. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What, you're going to tell me that if they're eidim to the etzem maaseh, she's not a surah? Of course she's a surah. Of course she's a surah. It's not bringing a raya from a hole and pashup shot in the pasuk like we have the Gemara in Sotah talking about where there was kinui. But the Gemara also learns from here that if she was raped, she's muteris. So you see that it's not talui b'kpeidus habal, otherwise you don't need a pasuk to be mati rape. So that's Lefi Rashi. And we'd like also to explain the Havamina Lefi Tosfos. And Mirtz Hashem, that's going to be our avoda for the next shir. Nader. And then we have other interesting material to learn, or Torah to learn. So please stay tuned, and we will see more Niflaos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you for listening.